This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald.
I'm Ramya Amadhin, and this is Kelly and Ramya.
Awesome way to catch up on Kelly and Company, of course, is the Kelly and Company podcast. Subscribe using your favorite podcatcher. Check out the show in its full form, audio vanity card. We toss on the end of the full show podcast. But if you have your favorite segment, you know, maybe you want to hear Danielle Jonkind's top 10 list again, go check it out. Just go back to the podcast after you subscribe, and you can select that segment all on its own. That's the Kelly and Company podcast, a couple of different ways in which to take it in, and it's available to you. Right here from all of us over here at AMI Audio. Subscribe, please. And if you would, give us a rating and review. Ramya Muthan, and I'm Kelly McDonald.
Well, Kels, lots to talk about in May in regards to mental health because it's National Mental Health Month. And one CEO to expand these conversations is citing 5 steps for harmony and balance in your life. And who doesn't want harmony and balance in their lives? So we're speaking to Kevin Guest, the chairman and CEO of USANA Health Sciences. Kevin, thank you for coming on Kelly and Company.
Thank you for the invitation. It's great to be here.
Looking forward to talking to you. So to get to know you a little bit, you're a best-selling author and the CEO of the USANA Health Sciences. Give us some background on the work that you do and why you started it.
USANA is all about health, and our vision is creating the healthiest family on earth. Globally, we're in 24 markets around the world. We're a publicly traded company, and our focus is on nutritional supplements and nutritional foods and non-toxic skincare to help the world be a healthier place. So we're all about health.
So, Kevin, we are talking about the month of May, and really, I have to ask, why do you think it is so important to have a month like National Mental Health Month to really look at, talk about, and really make sure everybody knows about it?
Well, I think, at least speaking for myself growing up, I don't remember ever really talking about mental health issues.
Yes.
And as the years have gone by and as I've become older and now running a global company, I've noticed the importance of just talking about mental health. Those who may be struggling with mental health problems may feel some sort of shame, may feel like they're the only ones who are experiencing it. And the more we talk about it, I know for me, as I talk to my employees and mention to them that I am currently in therapy and that I've had therapeutic sessions for years to help me with my mental health, they are shocked to hear their boss talk that way. But I don't think we can be open enough in talking about something that I feel is the worst plague that's hitting our world ever.
Yeah. Kevin, can I ask? Growing up, you made mention of never having the talk, and I recall really not having talk. I mean, I won't say my family totally ignored. We understood people and stress and different things, and at those times, we'd hear it described in different ways. Unfortunately, in media, a lot of it was during those TV shows where mental health was not depicted in a way. A lot of time it was sensationalized for TV drama and so on, as opposed to those discussions that we have to have or understanding the different things that each of us have going on. So I kind of wonder, as you said, you've been going through therapy for a while, but how much of that uncomfortable to be open? What made you feel as is such a beautiful thing to be able to share that openly, because you know that by you doing it, that helps somebody else?
Yeah, well, I've been blessed to have the opportunity to have influence over, right, influence and or some sort of input in dialogue discussion all over the world. I can remember I was in China speaking to a group, and I talked about mental health and talked about a struggle that one of my children was having who had attempted to take their own life, and went into detail in my speaking to this large audience. And at the end, a woman came up crying with her child who had come that night, who was also thinking about taking their life. And they were just so loved the fact that they could speak about it openly and that they weren't alone as a parent and a child, and that together they could work together to help solve and work on these very important issues.
Thank you. I want to talk about the, you know, improvement of things like this, opportunities for people to be vulnerable and put their, I don't know, the stigmas aside or their own assumptions aside about what it means to take care of your mental health. I think the biggest thing is that we sometimes might think it's a one-time thing, right? Like, oh, you took care of it last week or whatever. But it is ongoing, and that's a conversation around therapy as well. But you have some steps that we can talk about to help improve your outcomes during National Mental Health Month. At the top of the list is to combat isolation. Can we talk about that, especially from what people have experienced throughout the pandemic?
Yeah, I think isolation, and if you look at how we've incarcerated the worst criminals in the world, or when people have really had a hard time, we've used isolation as a punishment. But now coming out of the pandemic, we've been isolated in a completely different way, much against how we would choose to be isolated. We understand the health reasons, but isolation is very, very real. We do need interaction. We do need to have a team, so to speak, whether it's friends, family, a mental health therapist, church, somebody at church, religious leader, however you want to size up. But I believe that we need to consciously look for opportunities to interact and be less isolated, and especially as it relates to mental health, because that truly is, it truly is an isolating disease and issue. And if we can get out of isolation and be around others, that's why the hotlines work. For instance, the suicide hotlines work, is because if a person will just reach out or talk to somebody, the chances they're going to act out are much, much less. And so that's why I put that at the top of the list, is social support is so critical, and not being isolated.
What about music being a big factor? How so?
Well, the second tip I mentioned was having a hobby, and for me, it's music. I use the metaphor of music in my book about living a life in harmony. When you think about music, it's all just sound waves. And when those sound waves, if you look at it through a spectrum analyzer, the sound waves that look the same, that's where harmony happens. But when you have sound waves that aren't congruent with each other, that's called dissonance. And so many times in our life, we do things that create dissonance, but we want to create harmony. And that's basically achieved by living your values, your core values, to be in harmony. And for me, something that brings harmony is that number two point, is hobby and music. And so music for me is medicine for my soul. When I'm playing music, it helps me become present. It helps me not worry about and think of what could be going wrong or what did go wrong. It helps me interact with friends and people that I love. There are so many reasons for me that music is important. It brings a different thought and feeling. There are songs that I can hear that will take me back to a place 30 or 40 years ago just by hearing the song, and bring good feelings and emotions. And so I think music is a key part of mental health and healing.
And really, there are so many physical care. There's options for physical care that end up directly resulting in the maintenance of our mental health. And food is one of these things. Can we talk about that?
Yeah, we don't talk about how our diet plays such an important issue, because if you think about our brains, they're basically a chemistry factory. And our brains are helping our bodies create various chemicals that provide different types of feelings and reactions in our bodies. And as we take food in, it stimulates various physiological things in our bodies that can truly change how we feel and our mental health. And so it's important to feed your body healthy foods, just like you need to feed your mind with healthy, productive thoughts, just like we need to exercise. And so what we eat and put in our mouths is critical to the production of the healthy serotonin levels that we need and all the good endorphins that our body needs to produce. And it's hard. What happens when you eat sugar or when you eat processed fatty foods? It creates inflammation in the body. And once your body is in an inflammation mode, it becomes much more difficult for it to perform the way it's designed to perform, which part of the fallout of that, a big part of it, is mental health. Mm-hmm. And I know there is science that's connected to depression, anxiety, many other things that are related to the food that we eat because the physiological reaction it causes our bodies to have.
Yeah. Kevin, we just have about a minute. Can you tell us a little bit more where we can go to learn more about what you do and support our mental health?
Yeah, so first, I would encourage anybody to find a good licensed therapist, first and foremost, as it relates to mental health, now more than ever. And I personally believe that there isn't anybody on the planet that couldn't use some therapy. On my book, For All the Right Reasons, you can buy it at Amazon.com. All the proceeds are being donated to children's orphanages overseas who are victims of sex trafficking. They literally are starving. And through this book, I've already been able to provide about 2 million meals to hungry children. And so you can go to Amazon and get that, and or you can check out KevinGuest.com.
Amazing. Kevin, thank you so much for coming on the show. We really appreciate this conversation with anybody, and especially with someone who has so much expertise and is really doing their best to get the message out. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
We were speaking with Kevin Guest, Chairman and CEO of USANA Health Sciences, talking about the steps to help improve your mental health during Mental Health Month.
Coming up in the next hour of Kelly and Company, Motion Ball's Marathon of Sport makes its triumphant return in June. We learn all about this shortly. Andrew Morris, manager of independent productions at AMI, joins us on our Voices segment. We'll discuss some of the projects that he's involved with. But up next, community reporter Julie Martin highlights the Pictou Landing First Nation annual traditional powwow. We'll talk to her after this to start hour two of Kelly and Company.
I'm Margaret Shepherd of the AMI podcast, Tripping On Air. Every month, my co-host Alex Hajar and I spill the tea on what it's really like to live with MS. Watch Tripping On Air on YouTube or download wherever you get your pods.